is a big part of the shelter.
Okay.
Because the foundation of the shelter started as a result of the church opening the basement for homeless people on the Upper West Side to stay during winter. After the winter, they
Adafe Okporo is director of the RDJ Refugee Shelter, New York's only center for homeless asylum seekers.
Support these people. Mm. So we decided to open this priority overnight shelter.
Okporo helps raise money for a bond that allows asylum seekers out of detention centers where they could spend months waiting for their cases to be heard. Okporo says if it weren't for the shelter, many of these refugees would have been sent to a jail like he was, or even end up on the streets, since many have no families in the U.S. to help them. Okporo is gay, and in Nigeria, that's a punishable crime. Okporo says throughout his life, he's been persecuted. His parents thought there was something wrong and took him to a traditional Nigerian medicine doctor in hopes of curing him.
So you're showing me the scars on your stomach.
Yeah, I put something on my stomach, but this thing is going to cure me from being the evil person. And you see this mark on my right hand? They cut the mark here. They cut the mark in two places and my chest.
On your chest too?
Three marks on my chest.
But his parents weren't convinced that it worked. So as Okporo says, they tried to pray the gay away. He was baptized at a Pentecostal church and forced to undergo an exorcism.
As they were doing it, I have to pretend like something entered into my body and leave my body. But nothing was touching me. And I scream. They say, get away, demon, get away. I scream. Nothing was happening. I was just pretending.
Okporo says he wasn't angry at his parents for sending him to these conversion therapies. He was more angry at himself for having these feelings. But after graduating from university and moving to the capital, Abuja, Okporo was finally able to admit to his close friends, family, and himself that he is gay. He began working in 2014 for a nonprofit that provided healthcare in the LGBT community. But that same year, Nigeria passed a law that criminalized homosexual acts. Those found guilty could spend years in jail. Vigilante mobs started hunting down gay men, something which human rights advocates say was a direct result of the new law. Okporo says these gangs use gay dating apps to find their victims. It happened to him.
In 2016, I was attacked. They dragged me out of my apartment, beat me on the streets. They were just clapping behind me, sweeping behind my foot that they are cleansing the community.
So people were following you with a broom?
Yeah, and sweeping everywhere my leg passed that they are cleansing the community. So when they were beating me, I blacked out. That was all I remembered.
You woke up in the clinic the next day?
Yeah.
After that attack, he no longer felt safe in Nigeria. He already had a U.S. visa and bought a ticket to New York. Okporo says his escape happened all so quickly that he didn't even have time to say goodbye to loved ones.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Terminal 1 on John F. Kennedy International Airport, where America meets the world.
A U.S. visa would allow him to only stay for a short time. But Okporo was unaware that migrants who request asylum at U.S. entry points could be detained if they have no sponsors in America. At JFK Airport, he learned that the hard way when immigration officials told him they were taking him to jail.
In my head, I was like, jail? I have never been to a jail before. And I was fleeing from one type of persecution in my country. Now I'm being taken to a real prison. I was like, is that what America stands for? They put handcuffs on my hand.
They handcuffed you?
My hand, shackles on my waist and feet. Then I became more afraid.
Okporo stayed in an immigration detention center for 5 months before a judge could finally hear his asylum case. On the day of his hearing, Okporo says he felt relieved when the judge greeted him.
The immigration judge said, oh, you're among the gay men from Nigeria. So the immigration judge, I've witnessed cases of so many gay men from Nigeria. So our case is well documented and it's concurrent. So the big deal now is to prove that I am gay. So these pictures are my gay dating profiles. We took the pictures, all of them, from the internet. My lawyer did that. And my lawyer also logged into all my profiles on the internet.
The judge granted Okporo asylum, and he was released from jail. And now, 2 years later, Okporo is helping other migrants avoid being locked up.
Hello, my brother.
Jeffo, how are you?
Do you get a lot of calls from people who are currently in Nigeria looking for help?
Yeah, even messages on social media and emails.
Yeah.
This guy was attacked, beaten in Abuja, left on the streets. I had to send money to an organization in Nigeria to help support him.
Okporo hopes that his story will let other young gay Nigerians know they are not alone. He's written a memoir called Bed 26.
Growing up as a gay man in Nigeria, I never saw books, stories, or novels about being gay. So when I grew up and discovered that this is who I am, I wanted to tell a story to encourage younger gay people to know that we exist and for them to believe, see something to hold on to, see something to believe in.
Jason Strother, DW, New York.